God wants you to be free to praise Him, express to Him your gratitude, your thanks, and your appreciation, because He deserves your praise. He deserves your praise. Your feeling don't have a right to deny God of His praise, because I feel shame. I feel out of place. You need to tell your feeling BDAM. You just shut up. Be damned, be condemned. Shut up. Because you don't have no right to try to take the place and take from my God what belongs to Him, because you won't have yourself His way. Am I communicating y'all pretty? I need free expression. I need freedom to express myself before the Lord. In your presence, in the private time, in my private time with Him, I need freedom. I don't need tags. Lay aside every weight. Every sin. And see, and something you have to work at to get overcome. Something you just don't, it won't leave you just by you saying leave. You have to work at it. Amen. And you just stay with Him until you conquer that. Because you make up your mind, make a decision. I don't care what come or go, I'm going to praise God. Yeah, I'm getting to the place where I won't be ashamed to raise my hands and your presence in the privacy, driving down the road in my car. I used to have a problem. I said, where is somebody see me? I don't care. That's my hand. You hear what I'm saying? That's my hand. What they got control of my hand for? Do you hear what I'm saying? Where are we? Keep going. We at verse 15. All right. For He has what? Broken. What did He break? The gates of brass. And cut the bars of iron in sunder. You ever felt like you were bound with bars of iron and chain and stuff? Stuff you just can't get loose from? He has cut that. Food because of their what? Transgression. And because of their what? Iniquity or what? You're not going to be a fool, are you? No. We are going to do what? We're going to praise our God. Keep going. Their what? Their soul of horror, all manner of meat. And they did what? They draw near unto the gates of death. See, when you go that route, you're going the wrong way. Keep going. Then what happened? They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He did what? Save them out of their distresses. And then He did what? He sent His word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He sent His word. He sent His word. He sent His word. I got His word tonight, y'all. You got His word. I don't care what the circumstance say. I don't care what people say. I don't care who they are. I don't care what position they hold. You got His word. He sent His word. And heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Woo! Let me give you this one in closing. And we'll pick up here the next time, because we're going to do a little praising. Hallelujah. Let me give you this one. Psalm, let's go to Psalm 9. Psalm 9. Y'all got it up, Psalm 9. Let me get here. I want to look at it. 9 and 1. Look what Psalm 9 and 1 says. We got it on the screen. I'm going to get to pass all that chief stuff to the chief musician. I'm going to pass all that. Psalm 9, 1 said, I will do what? Who will? I will praise the Lord. I will praise thee, O Lord. There we go. Who will do it? I will. See, I'm not going to let anything, anybody, any circumstance arise and keep my mouth closed. I will praise thee, O Lord. How? With my whole heart, I'm going to praise you with everything in me. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad. I'm not going to be sad. I won't be going, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No, I'm not going to try to put on a show, but I'm going to praise him from my heart. And I will be glad and rejoice in thee. Why am I doing this? I will sing praises to thy name, O thou Most High. When a week of change that said then, my enemies are turned back. See, when means when I praise him with my whole heart, the enemies are turned back. They shall fall and perish at thy presence. I gotta give you this one. I gotta give you this one with that. Gotta give you this scripture with that one. They shall fall and perish at thy presence. Psalm 22:3. Put that up there, and I'm closing with that one. Psalm 22:3. I want to show you why they fall. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabit the praises of Israel. See, God shows up and make himself known where people praise him. His presence is made known. If you want God to show up, just start praising him. Somebody said, I heard this many years ago, if you start praising God and you just keep praising, he said he'll come in the midst of your praise and he'll take a seat. That's where he want to be. He inhabit praise. Praise turn him on. Praise show, make his presence shows up. And God don't show up empty handed. If God shows up, God got all his stuff with him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to Jesus. So if men would praise God. See, it's a privilege. I'm going to close with this one. It's a privilege, it's honor for the saints to praise God, for the believers to praise God. So praise is an honor to God. It's a privilege for you to do it. But praise is a weapon you use against the enemy. I'm going to show it to you the next time. It's a weapon, and you ought to use your weapon. You've been down, you've been stuff that's pulling on you, and you look like you just can't get out of the muddy grub. You just start shouting, praise God, praise God. All that stuff will flee from you because it's a weapon, and we need to use our weapon.